Go. Man, you know what? So I don't even feel like doing this. Well, we might as well. Welcome to the Might As Well podcast episode two. I'm your boy Rooster.
How y'all doing, man? It's Zo, aka the artist. What's good?
All right, today our first topic is going to be plastic surgeons worrying about Snapchat filters and what they do and the emotional effect they have on children of this generation. What's your thoughts on that?
So what we gonna do this like in the 90s? They compared how Miss America pageants was bad for how for kids' self-esteem about having to keep up with beauty.
Yeah, ain't nothing but that in a new form. Instead of trying to look like their favorite celebrities, they want to look more like
a better version of themselves.
How they look with the Snapchat filter on, which doesn't make any sense. Because if you look at some of these Snapchat filters, they outrageous. They can't make you have no chin. If any of y'all use Snapchat, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I don't use Snapchat, but I am aware of the Instagram filters.
Oh yeah, basically the same ones. They'll look have you looking like a human anime character, have the big eyes, small chin, and all that.
First off, that shit is not attractive in real life. If you look like that, you look like a fucking alien. One, two, man. Why are we still stuck on this unobtainable form of beauty? Yeah, some people are blessed with it, some people are not. But if you were not blessed with the beauty, and you were not blessed with any other qualities like brains, brawn, intelligence, ability to apply yourself in situations that you shouldn't be able to apply yourselves in, then, bro, just focus on developing the inside of you. Because if you ugly, you're just ugly. If you unattractive, it can be fixed with surgery. But if you ugly, ugliness is on the inside.
Yeah, ugliness is definitely on the inside. It can be improved, but
it can't be erased.
It can be improved, but it can't be erased. If you got a bad attitude, you can only choose to do so much with it, but
eventually it's gonna come back.
Yeah, eventually it's gonna come back.
But man, I'm not really stressing out about this. The only people that really have a problem with it is plastic surgeons. And the reason in the article that we read that they had a problem with it isn't the psychological effects. It's the fact that they don't have the technology to execute what these people want.
Yeah.
I don't want a girl to look like an anime character. I really don't.
Not only just think about how outrageous your idea wanna be that to where technology nowadays can't get you what you want. Obviously you don't need it. If
we can't invent it yet.
If we hadn't invented something like that yet, all the other type of plastic surgeries we can do, we can give people new completely different body parts and organs. I mean, come on now. If you can't achieve what you wanna do with plastic surgery, you might as well go ahead and leave that alone.
Bro, we got bitches built like Barbies now. Full on. It's a chick in what? Iceland that's built like a Barbie.
For real.
So if that's as far as we can go, if we can't do what you want, you don't need it.
Exactly. There go your range right there from regular you to Barbie, somewhere in between there. But that's your extreme. Either you can look like Barbie or somewhere on that spectrum.
That's all I'm giving you. I'm not sympathetic. I understand wanting to look better, wanting to be a better person, but there's way better ways to go about it than surgery.
Way better ways. Most people, even when they ugly, they just need to take care of themselves, hold themselves to a higher standard, and they'll at least put them on a place with regular people. Just take care of yourself, make sure you're clean, wash your face and brush your teeth. Usually that's what most people need, but they just don't do it, if we being honest now.
Anyway, nature regulates this shit anyway. Yep. If you're born beautiful on the outside, odds are it's something about you that's ugly on the inside. And if you're born ugly on the outside, it's something beautiful about you on the inside. If you were born with both, you are the ultimate form of gene manipulation, and God bless you. And if you were born with ugly on the inside and on the outside,
You should not reproduce.
You are the ultimate form of shit.
You should not reproduce. That tells you something. I ain't even gonna body shame people like that. But yeah, hopefully
you know what you look like. Bro. Yeah, I ain't gotta tell you.
Hopefully people can improve on whatever flaws they do have. But that's enough of that. You want to talk about this new code Geass that's supposed to be coming out?
Yeah, man. First off, y'all, I wasn't even aware of what Code Geass was, and I apologize to anyone that's fans of Code Geass, the series as a whole. But what I can say is it does look very impressive, and I recommend checking it out. But first, I got to check out the series and know what's going on.
Yeah, man, I've heard about Code Geass, but what really caught my eye was is that most anime movies that come out nowadays, they're live action. This one is going to be an animated feature-length film, which has been, it's been a couple that came out, but most of the time they're live action, like completely live action. And this one's going to be released in movie theaters in Japan as of right now. And it's going to be an animated movie, which I know they do in Japan all the time, but hopefully they bring it to America like what they did with Your Lie. But yeah, that's what I think about. I think it's good that they're keeping it animated. They're keeping it animated without trying to bring it in to live action, because most live action animes, they just can't do what you can do in the cartoon. That's really it. And if they do bring it to live action, most of the time they're going to bring in a director that's live action, that's mostly live action, a live action director, and they don't have no idea of what the anime or whatever it is that they're trying to do.
That's a great segue into this. Do you really want bad CGI trying to make up for the animation you had when you was a kid?
Real, real.
And on another note on that, the production value wouldn't be as good because you have to find actors, which once again, not to backtrack into the surgery, but do you really want to see a human made like an anime character?
Yeah.
Once again, I'm not trying to harp on that, but it rears his ugly head again.
Then you got the people who always have a problem with trying, like when they recast somebody as black or some other minority. When it is, if you just keep it animated, you ain't got to worry about that. But me personally, I don't have a problem with them changing people to minorities. But for the people who always complain about it, but then you shouldn't be for live action adaptations, because all it's going to do is bring in inclusion.
Okay. So, basically, if you don't deviate from the source material, you get your cake and you eat it too. You get good storytelling, the voice that you grew up with, you don't have to recast anything, and you still get animation. And if it's, you are a fan of the series, you're going to like it.
Yeah. And even if you're new to it, you'll like the film adaptation, then you could just go back and watch the series.
Yes. It's a win for everybody.
It's a win-win. I mean, the only thing that should be different is it should be just of a high quality of animation. Because, like, as you can tell, like, any movie from my childhood, there's, like when you had SpongeBob movie.
Yeah.
It was high quality animation.
Yes.
But it was still SpongeBob.
Yeah.
It was visually different from...
It was more distinguished.
Yeah, it was more distinguished, had clearer drawings or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that's really all that we got to say about it.
Oh yeah, for anyone that wants to know, we are connoisseurs in all things cartoons.
All things cartoons, comics, anime.
Music.
Music. I'm definitely the music one. Zoli took the music too, but he only mostly covers like older R&B.
Yeah.
And...
Any kind of hip hop.
Yeah, me, I listen to it all except for country. Yes, country music is different, but oh well.
I'm also a heavy metal enthusiast.
Me as well.
Man, basically, bro, if it can be played on the instrument, we'll listen to it. We'll give it a chance.
Most definitely.
Rooster got me in the funk recently.
Oh yeah,
thank you for that, brother. Yeah. All right, so we'll be talking about next, bro.
Collegiate esports. How smaller colleges can have more of a chance of being more competitive or being on the same playing field with bigger universities and private universities, because you know that they're really the ones that have all the money anyway, the private universities, and how like maybe a college that only has 3,500 students can be on the same tier as like a Harvard or something when it comes down to like esports athletics.
Mm.
What you think about this, though?
I have two opinions on it. One is a good one, and one is I'm getting pissed off about it. It's a good thing.
Well, say it. It's the podcast. Air your grievances.
Oh, man. Rooster, why did you hand me a live mic, bro? First off, I'm happy that somebody is finally giving the nerdy kid that likes playing video games and really don't really love school in that capacity, but you love competition that you ain't good at sports. You giving him a way into college.
I still gonna have to go to school. I guarantee you they're gonna be the thing.
Of course, but
just like with any other athlete, they'll be like, you're technically a student athlete, so you gotta have good grades, which I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about. There's more people for me, it's like more people getting education. More people getting the education and more people not leaving out of college in the hole in debt.
Look, C's get degrees.
Yeah.
One and two. And two, my other opinion, I don't like the way the college is trying to justify it by making it sound like this going to change the world or something. It's changing the world, but not in the class that they think. Because you talk about, in the article, it stated a specific fact that more college athletes graduate college than regular students, which is true, but it's also bullshit. Because a student athlete, you have way more options. You have a name. You have a ring associated with playing a sport.
Depending on what college you went to.
Depends on what college. Depending on what college.
That college was good.
Yeah, because if you went to a trash college, bro, all you can rely on is your name and your hometown, which is still a valuable way of making money. Yeah.
You still can go get something, especially if you have a degree.
Well, let's talk.
But what the article was talking about then was that most students, when they get in college and they don't have like any type of free ride, even like with kids who just go in there and their parents paying for it. Maybe college might get too hard. Maybe the expenses might get to where it's too much.
Yes.
Whereas, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying too, but it's not. The only problem I have with that article is that it's not just regular athletes who have a guaranteed way out too, because you also have people who had academic scholarships and all that. But it might be people who just got into college and really, that's might be, like me, might be when they really started taking school seriously. Which I ain't got no problem with because my grade's still A1.
My grade, I'm a B+ student. I'm an A+ artist. I will never claim to be a great student because I don't like listening to stupidity. But, man, my other grievances with this is the way they painted it as you are guaranteed to graduate if you compete in esports. It's like they're not advertising esports. They're advertising colleges that promote esports. This feels like more of a publicity stunt than a genuine attempt to help.
And to help anyone,
really. It feels like,
I mean, this school ain't nothing but business. I get what you're trying to say, but that all at the end of the day, we talking about schools
all doing
it. We ain't talking about individuals doing that. Individuals can do it all day. But we talking about as far as like the initial article was just on schools being able, smaller schools, like maybe a community college. Now, when you have something where a community college can be on the same tier as a Harvard, now you're talking about something. That's all the article we're talking about. But I get what you're saying with all the like other academics and stuff, but they're really more politics.
Okay.
We can say that stuff for another day.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that, like, at least for the time being, that a small college can be on the tier with like a Harvard or with like a MIT or something, as far as like the esports athletics goes, because it's not really much of a difference. The same PC that a community college can get for like $1,500, $2,000 would be just as good. It might be slightly less of, depending on what software has just come out, it might have maybe a little older software that might just have left the market, but still be a pretty good. And then the MITs might have the state of the art. But I mean, state of the art.
They invent software, bro.
Yeah. State of the art. Hey, think about it though. State of the art is different from the cream of the crop when you come to like picking football players and all that. State of the art, yeah, it's the same thing, but they have regulations to esports already though. So it can't be too much faster than your opponents. Mm. Maybe you might have a better display.
Yeah.
Better display, maybe a better mouse, but for the most part, that'll be it.
Oh, okay. What Rooster said is very valid. Very well thought out argument by you, my brother. I appreciate that. But to wrap this up from my point of view, because I really don't want to talk about this no more, it's a good thing, but like
talking about esports in general, the article that we read.
Esports in general is a good thing. The article that we read, it couldn't have been written any better. But I feel like it's missing something. It's missing a humanity quality. To be granted, we didn't read the whole article. We read
We didn't read the whole article, but we read the main points.
Yes. And I feel like the way they tried to paint it is this is going to increase graduation rates in college. It's crap. Because
I believe it could, though. I believe it could. Yeah, because they still going to give them some type of scholarship.
Yeah.
And that's really why people drop out of school.
Because you can't pay for it.
Yeah. It should increase it a little bit, but for the people who just don't like school, oh, nah.
No.
But as far as like when athletes, I see what you're saying, because when athletes, though they don't like school, then they still can get by with stuff. They still can get by with just like telling themselves, I'm going to keep going to school that way. I can just make it to the league or whatnot. Whereas with the esports, you can drop out of school and just go and play esports professionally with football or basketball or baseball, you can't really do that. So I see what your point is.
And another thing with this, we talk about constantly, me and you talked about this before. If you're an athlete, the smart thing to do is go in accounting and business. With esports, what can you go into after esports? What can degree can you get? Can you do computer programming? But everybody isn't skilled with computers. You can do visual art and graphic design. Everyone can't draw. Everyone can't make unique concepts. With sports, you at least get a name.
You get a name with esports.
Is that name marketable as a sport? As athletics as a whole?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, esports, definitely.
You sure?
Yes. They have esports celebrities. They have big name esports people who are in the esports community are on the same tier with like LeBron James. Yeah.
Okay, then. Well.
So they leave. If they go to a good college, they can be.
More power to you.
Yeah. They'll have them speculate just like they do any other draft pick. They'll be like, is LeBron James a League of Legends? He coming out. Which team will pick him? And stuff like that.
Financial wise or status wise?
Status wise and finances wise.
Okay then. Well,
they signed contracts, bro. You gotta get on this esports game.
Man, look, but all I'm saying is, bro, if you are thinking about competing in esports, err on the side of caution. Because
err on the side of caution.
Because in basketball it's only one LeBron James. In football it's only one Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't destined to be a billionaire. Know your role and just stay safe, man. Protect your investment.
Well, the next topic is about the new Call of Duty trailer that dropped during Comic-Con. I know it's kind of late, but we're going to talk about it anyway because we both love Black Ops.
Yes, we did. We used to.
Yeah, we used to.
Until the jetpacks.
Yeah, until the jetpacks.
I'm not even going to try to make it seem like the PS4 and the Xbox One's production issues, the Pro, the One X, all that crap. No, it's the jetpacks. You get annoyed at playing with somebody and you try to shoot them and they fly away. Yeah. It's annoying. You know it. I know it.
Real, real. And to add to that, the jetpacks were part of the problem because all that flying and stuff, that's harder on PC. Well, not on the PC, but on like a regular Xbox One GPU or something.
And to date back to the earlier podcast, which was yesterday, everyone doesn't have 600 to drop on a PC to play the new games. We play the games at their best.
Definitely.
And no one wants to buy a PS4 Pro to run the game that should be made to fit to accommodate both systems smoothly. Yeah. No one wants to do this.
Yeah. With this game, I know like a lot of PC players
are going to dominate.
Are going to dominate, but with a game like this, it looks like they're mostly going to have them staying grounded with the additional like maybe a couple of equipments here and there, but nothing that like really keep them up. Like nothing that'll really move the gameplay to the air. I saw in the trailer there was like a grappling hook that prepared him forward, but that was only for a little bit. And probably more than likely that grappling hook is probably only has a certain amount of times you can use it during the game. So yeah, I think with a game like that, I think it'll be less strain on your Xbox One, just your game, whatever you play on in general, like whatever platform you play on. I think maybe 60 FPS at 720, that's pretty good for like this. If that's good enough for Battlefield, it should be good enough for this game, it looks like.
And if any of you guys out there are avid gamers, can y'all tell us in the trailer, did they use captured game footage or was it manipulated? Because some of the bomb physics look kind of fishy to me. I don't know if Rooster peeped it, but I did.
Yeah.
It looked kind of fishy to me because, you know, if they're going to have a trail on the bomb where it bounced in the game, wouldn't that mess up your frame rate?
Oh no, they had bouncing mechanics in the other game.
Okay,
I don't think it's gameplay because now that I look at it, they zoomed in on the bounce too much. On the,
yeah,
on the older ones, like on the recent ones, like on Black Ops 3, they had bouncing features, but yeah, it couldn't have been gameplay because how they zoomed in on the bouncing feature, like they were trying to show it to people who haven't really played it, like you who haven't really played the recent Call of Duties like that, trying to be like, oh, they got bouncing features now. But yeah,
another thing, y'all. I'm not really impressed by it because me and Rooster had this conversation many times. It feel like it's gonna feel like copy and paste. The campaign is what draw me in more than anything. Storytelling.
Me, I just play it for zombies. I literally just play it for zombies.
Hey, well, this podcast is based on honesty first.
Yeah, I literally just play it for the zombies. If it wasn't for my roommate in college, I would have never played Black Ops 3 story mode. I would have never played. The only reason why I played it because we were playing co-op. I would have never played Black Ops 3 story mode by myself. I'm just being honest with you. I do not play Black Ops for the story mode. I play it for zombies. That's it.
Facts.
And then I heard the only reason why I'm intrigued by it because I heard somewhere, I read somewhere that they was bringing back the maps from the original Black Ops game.
And those were beautiful.
The truth. Especially if they remastering them, which I'm thinking they're going to do because they have to do it. Because it's going to be on a completely new game and a new platform. I think it'll be dope.
You know, we messed up. It is just a troll on behalf of the COD market.
Yeah.
And they just did what they did the last game and remastered the original Call of Duty Black Ops. That would be a massive troll and I would feel bad for all Call of Duty fans. But that is why we have Battlefield.
Yeah.
They have to develop now. Because if they don't, Battlefield gets all the money.
Yeah.
And plus the destructive environments make for way more fun gameplay. Yeah.
For any viewers out there who want that smoke, I do play Battlefield. I am very good at it, just to let you know, just to have you be aware of how good I am, man. I am very much an avid Battlefield player. I have played all the Battlefields.
I'm not an avid Battlefield player, but if you want to play, I'm on his team. And my trash talking is A1. Even if you kill me, I'm still going to talk Noah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that
at all. You better mute. If you don't want to get cussed out and be called every name in the book, which I know all of them, I'm from Mississippi. I done heard every racial slur here. Come with it. All right?
Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to add on to this?
Man, I ain't. Rooster, I really don't feel like doing this. But I might as well, man. I ain't got nothing else, bro.
Thank y'all. All right. Thank y'all for listening to episode 2 of the Might As Well podcast. I'm your boy, Rooster. You can follow me on Snapchat at space-rooster. That's R-O-O-S-T-A, Rooster. And where can they find you at, Zoe?
Man, follow me on Instagram. Zoe knows zeros for the O's.
All right. That's it. Thank y'all for listening.
Peace.